Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready.
Ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay,
caramba. Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of
all sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
You bet.
Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Garfield and friends.
I'd like to buy a vowel, please. Ladies and gentlemen, kicking Odie off the table. Thank you.
Ow!
Thanks, buddy.
His footsteps grew quicker and quicker as his fears grew. He could almost hear the sinister eyes watching him, eyeing him. And then the creature came forth. He ran, but it was too late. He found himself staring right into the evil image of Count Lasagna. The delivery man fled for his life as the cat moved forward and feasted on the lasagna. And
a cat? Lasagna? Wait a minute, Arbuckle. My readers will never go for a comic book like that.
Just listen to a little more, Mr. Finster. I spent a lot of time working on this.
Let's see. Ham, roast beef, 8 sandwiches, gallon of clam chowder, tuna. Sorry, Odie. Didn't bring enough food for you.
Arbuckle, it's late. I've got to get home.
Just hear a little more of it, sir, please. Pretty please.
Doesn't he have any dignity? You want something?
My readers want mutants and ninjas and ninjas and mutants.
Let me tell you a little more of the story. See, this is where Count Lasagna lived. The castle of Count Dracula.
Dracula.
Dracula, the most feared name across the land. Count Lasagna was his cat. Dracula slept by day in his coffin, but when the moon came out, so did he.
Arise, Count Lasagna. The moon is calling us forth.
Tell the moon to come back tomorrow night. Blah.
You are going out too proud, Count Lasagna.
Hey, I had a hard day's sleep. Blah.
Everyone feared him, but none more so than the people at...
Hello, Transylvania House of Lasagna. We deliver. Uh-huh. 2 orders with meat sauce.
Please, no.
We'll have it there in under 30 minutes.
No, don't send me out there. He'll get me, just like he's gotten all the other delivery men.
Come on, he's just a cat.
I'll wear a wreath of garlic. That's supposed to keep them away.
Actually, he loves garlic. Here, try this wreath of raisins.
But I have a wife and kids.
For weeks now, Count Lasagna had spread his wave of terror over the city. No one was safe. Pizzerias, spaghetti takeouts, even sidewalk macaroni vendors. None could avoid the cravings of Count Lasagna.
Look into my eyes.
Please, no, no.
I said, look into my eyes. They're very big and hard to miss.
Hello,
give me the lasagna bread.
Yes, master.
The villagers were outraged by their inability to get any Italian food.
Hey, let us storm the castle and destroy the evil cat lasagna.
Soon, the villagers were indeed storming the castle.
Count Lasagna! The villagers are storming the castle!
The villagers always storm the castle. Haven't you ever seen a monster movie? Blah.
They are bringing a steak.
A steak? Tell them I want it medium rare with some sautéed mushrooms. Blah.
Not that kind of steak.
Oh.
They are here! We must flee for our lives, Count Lasagna!
We have no lives, but we must flee anyway.
They always knew it would someday come to this, and so they had their escape all planned. It looked like they would get away, but one of the villagers had a fiendish idea.
I know how to capture that Count Lasagna!
Villagers knew Count Lasagna well, knew that his bat-like radar senses would home in on anything in the vicinity that had tomato, garlic, and more than 400 calories.
Count Lasagna! Come back! It is a trick! A trick!
That was how they caught Count Lasagna. The villagers put him on a low-starch diet, and...
Enough, Arbuckle! I have heard quite enough of this silly idea of yours.
It'd make a great comic book.
It's too far out. A cat that sleeps all day and devours every bit of lasagna in the city?
What's so far out about that?
Come on, guys. Let's go. Well, thank you for listening, Mr. Finster. I know I kept you late.
Don't waste my time with any more silly vampire stories, Arbuckle. Vampires. Cats that turn into bats. I can't believe the nonsense some people expect folks to believe. Ah, the moon is full. That makes sense!
Oh, I am a farming failure. Nothing I plant ever grows.
Wait, it takes time.
Not with Bo, it doesn't.
Let's see now. Carrot seeds, tomatoes, lettuce, beets, corn, and cucumbers. If you want a real fresh salad bar, like you gotta grow your own, man.
Give it up.
Good advice.
All right, Orson, it's time for the Mystery Guest Game.
Mystery Guest Game? Well, okay, how do we play?
Not yet. We have to do the Mystery Guest theme song first. Hit it!
Can you guess the Mystery Guest? Take a shot and give it your best. If you need help, I'll give you a clue. He's not a singing raisin and he's not painted blue. If you're at home and you've got the gall, pick up your telecan and give us a call. Use your brain, but wait, that's not fair. I forgot that there's nothing there.
Okay, now how is this game played?
Wait, oh impatient pig, we have prizes to talk about first. Fred, what do we have for the winner?
It's a tractor, Roy!
Roy, you can't give away the farmer's tractor.
Relax, no one will ever win.
Yes, it's the 1973 model Grunge Co. truck.
tractor, complete with engine, seat, and right side ball treads. Now you can plow your geraniums under just like the professionals do, and it's all yours if you can identify the mystery guest.
And now back to you, Roy.
Now you've seen the prize you could win. The telecans are ready. You better call in. All right, I'll give you just one more hint. He never has any belly button limp. Okay, time's up. Give me your guess. Who do you think it is, more or less? What's taking so long? My hints are the best. Can you guess our mystery guest?
That's Fred Duck.
He's only on the show once a season. Thanks a lot, Fred.
Thanks, Roy. I appreciate the gig.
All right, mystery guest, will you enter, please?
That's God.
You want to give away the answer? Let's see. Here's our first caller. All right, do you know who the mystery guest is?
Is that a Yogi Bear?
No, I'm sorry. That's not right.
Roy, there is no one in the world who is so stupid they don't know who that is.
Gee, I wonder who that is.
Maybe it's the president.
Well, that's dumb. The president is taller than that, I think.
We could use that tractor to steal vegetables. Let us put our heads together.
Ow! Thinking hurts.
Yeah. Let's just go steal it.
Is it my brother-in-law, Sal?
Nope. Here's another clue. The mystery guest sleeps and eats all day and never does any work.
It could still be Sal.
Roy, I am having nothing more to do with this. Goodbye.
Next clue. The mystery guest is fat and completely covered with hair.
Oh, if only a vegetable or two would grow in my garden, I'd settle for a radish or three.
Our mystery guest is the star of a popular cartoon show that's on the air right this minute. May I have your name and occupation?
My name is John Arbuckle, and I'm a cartoonist.
No chance.
Well, John Arbuckle, who do you think the mystery guest is?
He looks familiar.
Told you.
Buzz, I'm sorry, time's up. Well, let's take another look at our grand prize. Announcer?
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's right, my announcer flew south for the winter. I'll read it. It's the 1973 Grunge Co. Tractor, the only tractor that comes complete with cellular manure spreader. Grunge Co., makers of adequate tractors for over 17 weeks now. Back to me. Well, if no one wins, we'll put another tractor in the jackpot. Say, Van is putting on a little weight there.
If you're not careful, the judges will disqualify you.
How do you start this thing?
How about pushing the start button?
Oh, sure, if you want to do it the easy way.
Hey, Orsi, your brothers are like stealing hubcaps with the whole tractor attached.
My brothers? We have to stop them! How do we stop them?
Like, leave it to the sheep, man.
I am giving up on trying to grow anything here. No, it's too late to make up.
Good work, Bo.
We'll lock it up so they can't steal it again.
Hey, they're taking the tractor.
How are we going to get it now?
I know. We can still win it.
Well, it looks like no one identified the mystery guest, so here's the answer. It's Garfield the cat.
I'll bet you had no idea, right?
Well, since nobody won...
We won again!
The contest's over. The correct answer was Garfield the cat.
You can't trick us. Is it Binky the Clown?
Abraham Lincoln?
Oprah Winfrey?
I think we have some lasagna in the house.
Walt Disney?
Pee Wee Herman?
Michael Jackson?
No, it's Garfield. Garfield cat.
I think you are. Johnny Carson?
Brenda? Christy Brinkley?
Brenda?
I think you are.
I think it might be Chet Huffman.
Kitchen, Tyrone. You can help yourself to a snack.
Hey, thanks, Floyd. Hey, nice place you got here. This is going to be a great vacation, cousin. I spent so much time outwitting that cat at home that I...
I'm just glad you could be here. I don't get on the show too often.
Floyd, a cat.
A cat? Where? Relax, Tyrone. That's not a cat. That's Garfield. Hi, Garfield.
Hi, Floyd.
See you later, Garfield.
Hey, you're beautiful. Let's do lunch.
That is a cat. Why didn't he chase you?
Garfield doesn't chase mice. In fact, there's a rumor he hasn't run since 1987.
A cat that doesn't chase mice?
Let's see if there's anything on worth watching.
Kids! Yes, Binky's own circus and wild animal show is in town now, and...
Nope. I only snack before I go to bed. And don't think it's easy going to bed 18 times a day. Gee. I thought I heard a pastry truck go by.
Hey, cat!
Yes!
What is it?
Is it true you don't chase mice?
What are you?
A mouse.
What am I doing?
Not chasing me.
You got it.
Oh, boy, a cat that doesn't chase mice. This is great. He doesn't chase mice?
Told ya. Ginger snap.
Don't mind if I do. Something's wrong. This is no fun. There's no challenge.
It's a mouse. It's a mouse. There's a mouse in my house. I need a mouse trap. No, first I need cheese. No, wait, I need a cat. I have to get a cat. Wait, I have a cat, sort of.
Have you no self-respect? I'm a mouse and you're a cat, and cats chase mice. Now chase me. This offends my sensibilities.
Garfield, there's a mouse in the house.
Let me sleep.
You're supposed to be a cat.
You're a creep.
Well-run houses don't have mice everywhere. An invasion of rodents is more than I can bear.
It's only Floyd, and I don't care. Let me sleep.
A place for everything and everything in its place. That's the way I try to run my house. There's a place for every spoon and a place for every dish, but there simply are no places for a mouse.
A nap for every hour and a dream for every nap. I give each the attention it deserves. You know I don't do windows and you know I don't do mice, so keep it down, you're getting on my nerves.
There's a mouse in the house.
Let me sleep.
You're supposed to be a cat.
Not one peep.
You work for me and you've got a job to do.
It's not in my contract, see paragraph 2.
Garfield, get up, I'm warning you. Catch that mouse or you're in trouble deep.
Let me sleep.
Garfield, you've got to chase a mouse.
What is this sudden obsession everyone has with mouse chasing? There is nothing in this world that can get me to chase a mouse.
And because of him, you won't get your sausage lasagna tonight.
Like I said, there is nothing in this world that can... Did you say sausage lasagna? Hey, a cat's gotta do what a cat's gotta do.
Hey, Floyd, I've decided. If that cat won't chase mice, I might as well enjoy it. I'm making myself the biggest sandwich I ever had. Oh, it's the alleged cat. Hey, I'd be worried if you were the kind who chases mice. But since you aren't, you don't scare me. Nothing to be afraid of from a cat who won't chase mice. Nothing to, Help. Change of attitude. Hope you like Tabasco sauce, cat. Now this is how mice and cats are supposed to behave.
Did you ever notice how long the hallways are in these cartoon chases? No. Not even because of sausage lasagna. This isn't my style. No more mouse chasing.
Quitter. You're a disgrace to the name of cat. Chase me, you pussy coward.
Come on, Tyrone. Let's leave Garfield alone.
No way, Floyd. If this cat's not going to chase mice, he deserves to have me eat him out of house and home. This may take a while, but I'm going to do it.
Now get back in there and catch that mouse. What's this? Binky's Circus is in town? Why do I...
Here's the answer to all our problems.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. Hello, Binky's Circus? Do you rent animals?
Come on, Tyrone. Garfield's okay. Give the cat a break.
He doesn't chase mice. He isn't really a cat. Now that's a cat.
Well, you got rid of the mice, Garfield.
Never do for yourself what you can have someone else do for you.
A very neat job, too. There's just one teensy detail. Do you think you could do something to get rid of the lion?
Hey, I handled the mice. This one's yours.